Hello, everybody. Welcome to Purposeful Living with Dr. Light Clever. So excited to be in front of your screens today. And I'm really excited. I'm so glad to be before you. We started a new series, The Believer and Money. And today is episode 2. We're going to be talking about prosperity of the soul. But before we go, let us just say a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for everything you've done and what you've been teaching us so far. We ask that you just speak to all of us under the sound of my voice in the mighty name of Jesus. Be thou glorified, for in Jesus' most precious name we prayed. Amen. So let me just say something, just a statement. Maybe you can just write it there. Prosperity is not an accident. It is actually a choice. It is not a function of circumstances, economy, or location. It has nothing to do with all of this. You can be anywhere in the world and still be prosperous, provided you're committed to you've made that decision to be prosperous and on the precepts, on the foundation of God, of course, who is the initiator of that belief. You don't go around, you know, believing you want to be prosperous because of what? Whether there's a purpose and vision concerning your life and you're committed to it, you're always going to be prosperous because the plans God has for you, they are of good and not of evil. He has planned something great to bring you to an expected end. And I pray you fulfill your vision on earth in the name of Jesus. Amen. So somebody reached out to me last week amongst so many, several comments, and he was like, you know, are you really sure, you know, like God really wants us to be prosperous? Well, maybe somebody is shocked, like, really, are there persons like this? Well, there are so many persons everywhere because of the doctrines, the teachings they've actually received. And then he made reference to a story in the Bible in Luke's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 22, talking about Lazarus, who was poor, and the rich man, and Lazarus going to heaven, the rich man going to hell, and, you know, and Jesus Christ was the one who actually made the statement. But let us go into the scripture itself so that we really understand the context. I've been talking about context. When it comes to prosperity and everything about the Bible, it's important for you to actually understand the context. So let us go to Luke's Gospel, chapter 16, from verse 22 to 25. The Bible is speaking, say, and it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his fingers in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and thou art tormented. This is usually the problem. People are like, you know, while on earth, Lazarus was receiving evil things. He was not wealthy, but the rich man while on earth was actually wealthy. And now going back, you know, in eternity, there's going to be a swap. But that is a lie. You know, that is not of God. When you look at it, Lazarus actually went to meet Abraham in heaven. And Abraham here was a blessed man. Abraham was prosperous while he was on earth. So the question is, do you want to be an Abraham on earth, or you want to actually be Lazarus on earth? Let us look at Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on Gentiles through Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Also in Proverbs, the Bible says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and it added no sorrow unto it. So Abraham was actually wealthy while he was on earth. And he also went to heaven. So the thing is, so what is it that Abraham got right and Lazarus did not get right while he was on earth? So this should be our question, and not the question of if you're wealthy or if you're poor, if you're going to go to heaven or not. Like I said, you're not having money won't stop you from going to heaven as a believer, but you're not having money might prevent others from going to heaven. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17, true prosperity will my kingdom yet be spread abroad. And so we must get this truth in our heart. So prosperity of the soul is important. Prosperity of the soul, 3 John chapter 1 verse 2, the Bible says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospereth. So prosperity of your soul is very important. So man is a spirit, he has a soul and he lives in a body. And when we talk about our soul houses our will, our emotions, and our mind. My focus is actually going to be on the mind when it comes to being prosperous. So your mind is a center for what? For learning, understanding, imagination and reasoning. We're going to talk more about that in the course of these episodes today. Mark's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 36, says, "For what shall it profit a man if shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" It's important for us to also direct our soul in the right way. What do I mean by directing your soul in the right way? Is your soul after money, or your soul is after God? And if your soul is after God, you still need to engage your soul in prosperity, which I would explain in the course of this episode. So mindset is the thing. Mindset is very important. Let us look at Solomon's encounter with God. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5 to 14. The Bible says, "In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by the night, and God asked, 'What shall I give thee?' And Solomon said, 'Thou hast showed unto thy servant David my great mercy, according as he has walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee, and thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or to come in, and thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give thee thy servant an understanding heart to judge." Now, before I go into verse 9, I just also want to say something. Every time we come to God, we're supposed to come with this, you know, mindset that, you know, God is all-knowing. We're supposed to humble ourselves. And Solomon, in this revelation, in this dream that God actually encountered Solomon, God asked him, "What do you want, Solomon?" Now, imagine, this is God who has the ability to give you everything on earth. If God is to ask you today, what do you want? What would you request for? Somebody might say, "I want wisdom." The question is, wisdom for what? You know, you might just want to follow things religiously. Well, Solomon asked for wisdom. Wisdom for what? Because when Solomon was asking for understanding, there was a reason he asked for the understanding. He exposed his area of, you know, weakness, weak in which area? And let us look at it. He says, "Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge these thy great people?" And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. So what is the point here? Solomon had a mandate. He had a purpose on earth as king over Israel. And what he was going to ask for is in line with his purpose on earth. So every time we're talking about money, talking about different types of currencies and everything we need, it's always about vision, the purpose God asks, you know, the God's plan for you on earth, what has been revealed to you, or where you are already even functioning in already. So this is how we're supposed to live, in line with the kingdom mandate, in line with the mandate of the kingdom for your life here on earth. I pray God will give us that understanding. Now let us look at God's response to Solomon. "And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment, behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all the days. And if thou wilt walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did, walk, then I will lengthen thy days." So this is how God actually, you know, moves with us. So I would encourage you, when you think about money, think about purpose. I pray God will help us with that understanding in Jesus' name. So the mind is very critical. The mind is key. Like I said, it's a center for learning, reasoning, and imagination. All of these things, you know, determine our thinking. The Bible speaks in the book of Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. It says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee." Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, say, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." So as a man thinketh in his heart, the heart here in Hebrews is actually talking about your mind. As you think in your mind, so are you. And, you know, guard your heart with all diligence. Guard your mind with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. I love how the NLT actually puts it, Proverbs 4:23. It says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. So it's a mindset thing. Let us work on our mind and let us build our mind, and it's going to help us a lot. I'm talking about mind. The Bible speaking in the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It says what? Do not conform to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. So how do we transform our minds? We transform our minds by the word of God, by our constitution. We know now we are children of God. We begin to build our minds. And as we build our minds, we become prosperous. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So when you meditate on the word of God and you do everything that the word of God instructs you to do, then you shall be prosperous. You would be prosperous. This is how to be prosperous. And then you shall have good success, not just success. So life answers to laws. And in being prosperous, there are laws from God that are written in the word of God. And one of the laws I just want us to focus on briefly today is the law of value. You know, many times people are like, oh, people are stingy. People don't want to release their money. It's a lie. People are not stingy. People are not just foolish. People are wise with their spending. People would always put their money wherever there's a value in it. So if you're not receiving profit in any ways, then you have to check your value. Are you providing as much value? Because if you're producing as much value and you're exposing the value and people are able to see the value, they're always going to communicate it. So the same thing also with your purpose on earth. There's something great about your life that God has written concerning your life. So work on your purpose. And as you work on your purpose, the purpose God has given to you, people are going to communicate it with their finances. They're going to communicate, with you, with their finances, with their energy, with their time, their attention. These things are expensive. Every time people always think money, it's always about money. Time is expensive. It's very hard currency. Attention is expensive. For you to listen to me right now, it's a lot. It's a lot to get people to actually listen to you. And, these are currencies. And so for you to spend this currency on me, it's because I'm actually providing value. And so what do? I keep pushing myself to make sure I am valuable. I am bringing something to the table. And this is it. So when you look at your life, your purpose on earth, you're always there to solve a problem. And so not just solve this problem, but solving the problem very well. So look around you every time. If you want to be prosperous in God, look for a problem in line with your purpose and solve the problem. If you're going to be absent from the work today, are people actually going to feel your absence? Are they going to feel your absence? If you're not going to do what you're doing today, is it going to affect anybody in any ways besides your family members? Is it going to affect anybody? And this is what we're talking about. When your life becomes so valuable, when your living becomes so valuable, I'm telling you, people are going to spend on it. You're going to receive finances. John the Baptist was in the wilderness and cities were traveling to meet John the Baptist because there was something of value. The same thing also with Solomon. He had wisdom from God. He developed himself. And with that development, kings, queens were traveling to meet Solomon to get his counsel. The same thing also with Daniel, who so many kings could not do without him, because he was somebody who knew by books, he was somebody of value, and there was something he was offering on the table every day. And so I would encourage you, build on yourself. And I would just like to, end with this story. So I give us two stories. The first story, a couple of years ago in Russia, I was invited to a church to come and, sing in worship, to play piano and sing. And while I was there, I worshiped. Few persons were in that place, probably like 15 persons. And then after this worship service, because it was in a different city, after the worship service, greeted everybody, I paid my transport to the place, and then it was time for me to actually go back. And then a young man came in that day, and then he was like, oh, I heard you're traveling to Nigeria next week. I was like, yes, I got my ticket already, by the way. And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry, you blessed me tonight and I want to pay for your ticket. And I was like, I got my ticket already. And then he said, I want to pay for your ticket. And the man gave me $1,000 that day. I was like, I was really shocked. In this rush hour, is it possible? Because there was something of value that was communicated. Now, when this series actually started, before it was going to start, God placed in my heart, I had a vision regarding what was going to be done. I was seeing television station and I knew I needed to put excellence into everything, because there are three C's we have to put into consideration: the content, the customer, and the contact. The contact is myself. I have to improve on myself. I have to improve on the content, which I've been building for so many years. And then I have to understand the customers. And these are important things. I started building it. And then on Sunday, somebody reached out to me like, I saw the excellence in what you're doing and I want to bless you. And he actually did bless. Why? Because he found something of value. He said, I want to encourage the ministry so that you just keep pushing and keep putting excellence. And so what are you going to put in your best? There was a statement, you know, I made a couple of weeks ago. If you're not going to put in your best, why are you doing it? Why are you doing it if you're not going to put in your best? So put in your best in anything you're doing. And I'm telling you, people are going to communicate, you know, their riches, everything to you. You're going to be promoted in your workplace. You're going to be valued because you're bringing something of value. Let your existence on earth actually count. What's my advice for us? Build within. Give us two scriptures. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10. It says, if the iron be blunt and it did not whet the edge, then must he put to more strength. That is, if the iron, the axe is blunt, you're always going to work so hard. You're going to work so hard, so hard, so hard to get results. And it's not about working so extremely hard. It's about working really smart. And how do you work so smart? You yourself, you must become smart. You must be smart yourself. And this is one way to communicate value. When you do your research, you keep improving on yourself every day. Some of you, look, you're going far in life. Don't be in a hurry to make money overnight. Keep building yourself. Keep building yourself. You might just, Jesus Christ, 3 years of ministry, but he spent 30 years, you know, growing up and building himself. And then it was time for his announcing. Don't be in a hurry. You know, people are making it fast and just, you know, it's not about people. It's about you and where you're going to keep building yourself. And the day you are going to be announced, I'm telling you, everybody is going to come to your light. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 15, it says, the labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them, because he knoweth not how to go to the city. So don't be a foolish person who is tired. Everybody every day is always like, I'm working so hard, I'm tired. But there are people who are also communicating the same strength within the same 24 hours who are actually earning than others. Why? Because they're bringing more value. So how to build? Keep building yourself within. Build yourself mentally, build your mind, you know, write that exam you're supposed to write. Keep pushing yourself. And when the time comes, I'm telling you, you're going to be wealthy on earth. So next week, we're going to speak on other laws. Today, I just spoke on the law of value. And I just want to leave you with this: build yourself. And I pray God will keep blessing you in the name of Jesus. Let me just say a word of prayer. Father, I thank you for today. Thank you for the opportunity to gather today. I pray, Lord, that you help your people, that they keep pushing, and that you reveal to everyone under the sound of my voice areas they need to improve on in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that you strengthen us in the mighty name of Jesus. And if there's anybody here believing for any financial breakthrough in fees, in any major financial project in line with your purpose, I pray, Lord, that you open the heavens over them in the mighty name of Jesus. Be thou glorified. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you all so much for watching. I encourage you to share this video, like it, comment, you know, subscribe to the channel, you know, hit the notification buttons, and I'll come and then see you next week. God bless you. Thank you so much.